Again, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. There's a story. One Sunday morning, the mother was preparing breakfast for her two sons, Christian, who was 6, and Douglas, or Doug, who was 4. The boys began to have a little dispute at the dining room table over who would get the first pancake that their mother made. And so the mother saw this as an opportunity, maybe for a moral lesson. She said, if Jesus were sitting here, he would say, let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait. Christian, the older brother, being very bold, turned to his younger brother and said, Doug, you can be Jesus today. We can think about the many ways that we come to be sustained by the gift of God, and especially Jesus Christ, through word and sacrament. And this weekend, obviously, the Gospel of John continues this elaborate teaching of Jesus, again reminding us of how he is truly the living bread, and that we can't have life without him, and most of all, we are never guaranteed eternal life without the presence of God and the greatness of God's grace within us. The first reading, though, today gives us a different context to think about Jesus, and especially the way that he offers himself for us. The book of Proverbs, known as part of the wisdom literature in the Old Testament, reveals to us this gift of God's wisdom. Proverbs really speaks of two women, not real women, but they're symbolic. One is symbolic of wisdom, the other one is symbolic of foolishness. And we can hear that in the reading, especially at the end. It says, forsake foolishness that you may live and then advance in the way of understanding. So they both of these women in this reading kind of invite people to come and stay at their inn and partake of a meal that they have prepared. Those who share hospitality of the Lady Wisdom are rewarded with joy and abundance of life. For those who choose the other path, it becomes truly something less, even the path of darkness. In a wider context, the book of Proverbs was really meant to be an instruction for young people to guide them as they mature in life. And to really say in God's eyes, all of us are young, even though sometimes we feel otherwise. But to think that he invites us, through the mystery of his word, to grow in the ways of education, self-discipline, prudence, honesty, good moral character, all of which lead us to wisdom and really a reflection of God's image and likeness. Folly or foolishness is sometimes maybe viewed as a lack of self-control, a lack of self-discipline, a conceited attitude, maybe laziness, irreverence, and living only for the moment. But there is not a perspective that might be enlarged or have the possibility of that. Her message is simple. Come, eat of my food, and drink of the wine that I have mixed, that you can live. And these words then kind of apply to the gospel as we continue to hear this teaching about Jesus. Because Jesus tells us in a variety of ways that we must eat the food and drink that he offers us, his own body and blood, that we can have eternal life and really grow and be sustained by this mysterious presence that also brings us into the gift of wisdom. Coming to him, even today, to celebrate as God's people these mysteries of faith is a way for us to experience and attain wisdom that is divine. And it's not of this world. We can think for a moment, for those who are great historians and love facts of history, call to mind a different wise people, maybe of our own generation or even past. We can go all the way back to this gift of wisdom that developed through knowledge and education and instruction and discipline, hard work, even prayer. And we can come to mind and think of people like philosophers of the past, like Socrates or St. Augustine, or great theologians like St. Thomas Aquinas. We can even contemplate or acknowledge musicians that were incredible and shared their gifts with the world, like Bach or Mozart, Beethoven, Mendelssohn, or then fantastic artists who displayed the beauty of God, like Da Vinci or Michelangelo. Somehow wisdom became incarnate. It took on flesh, but it especially does also in the Eucharist, because Jesus nourishes us that we can be wise in this world, but yet seek his divine kingdom. And thus, we could also say that when we come in prayer as God's family, as people, sometimes sinful, broken, having needs, knowing the heaviness of the cross, knowing sometimes a certain kind of poverty or darkness, that it is Christ who wants to replenish that poverty or heal that ailment. But to think of people even in our own day connected to us, sometimes maybe even our teachers, our neighbors, our family, our friends, maybe even our own parents or godparents or grandparents, who maybe aren't famous, but yet they were sources of wisdom for us. And they also, most of all, pointed us to the gift of Christ. And sometimes in their own humble, simple ways, they helped us also work hard to see what was not obvious to others. And that's also what Jesus is reminding us about himself, being the living bread, the true vine that pours out life-giving grace, that we could be blessed with faith that helps us persevere, carry our crosses, and live his command to love. Jesus is telling us that there are some things we truly can't see on our own, but with faith, with hope, and with humble trust, we can somehow attain those gifts by his wisdom as he sustains us. He invites us truly to be enlightened. And without his light, our vision might be limited, and even at times we know that we cannot see clearly. But his light will help us see further into eternity and then receive the gifts that help us, that lift us up. And one of the shortcuts to this wisdom is himself and the Holy Eucharist, the living bread. I don't know about you, but I've been reading different reflections and hearing different personal accounts of people who attended the National Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis. And obviously there's even some conversions that unfold. But it's amazing to say that when people got together and somehow prayed and reflected on the gift of Jesus, that something triggered within them a certain kind of holy response, a certain kind of grace that enlightened them to know that Christ is present. He journeys with us, and most of all, he wants to give us this nourishment to help us, that we can live and believe and know that we have life because of him. My dear friends, let us prepare then to feast on the gifts of God and seek his wisdom, that we can take it into the world and transform it into his joy, his light, his love.